in advance, because I know for sure I'd be out blowing it on stuff I shouldn't be blowing on. Be like, sorry. Yeah, come on back in. My parents would be like, screw you.
Give it that duck boat you were talking about earlier.
I could buy all kinds of duck boats if I got my inheritance in advance. No. Although, kidding. Knowing my parents, the inheritance I would be getting when I couldn't afford a duck, let alone a duck boat.
Sure.
I mean, I couldn't get a serving of duck l'orange at your favorite restaurant. So, you want people to pop in? You want them to call ahead? You want them to go on the website? What do you prefer?
Tell them to give us a shout. Set up a time to come in and talk to us. You know, and regarding, I tell you, the people I'm targeting for loan officers right now, they're life insurance agents. What a phenomenal, I mean, they understand, you know, commission income. They understand how that works.
Do you need them on site or can they do it remotely?
Oh, they can do it anywhere.
I have a guy that's perfect. He's got a banking background and he's an insurance guy now. He'd be perfect for you.
Man, those guys, they really, really do well with what I do. I mean, because they, you know, they're out talking to people, feeling, touching, you know, helping them out anyway, and
I got
and you know, that guy, he understands how to make that kind of business work. You know, that it's sales. You got to talk to people, meet people.
Yep.
And he's out talking about life insurance and like, hey man, you know, this life insurance policy is going to cost you $250 a month. What if we refinanced your house, save you $250 a month right now? It's a net, cost
no
you nothing. So.
Well, man, good seeing you. I want to talk to you before you take off, so I'm going to let them talk to Alicia, who's here, about the signing day in the Rock event, which is coming up on February 7th, and Coach Bielema will make his first signing day in the Rock event. It is going to be big, big, big time, and we are thrilled to be part of it. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm great. If it's big news, the buzz is all over it, right?
Usually so, at least when we're asked nicely
by me
in the Little Rock Razorback Club and our friends at IMG and KATV.
Have you got a chance to talk to Coach B?
No, but I hear that our reputation precedes us.
Of course it does.
In terms of what?
Coach B has heard about signing day in the Rock, and he's all
good.
In.
Has he done anything like this? Is this signing day in the Rock unique to Arkansas, or is this something that other schools do?
You know, I think other schools
it's
do
great.
A little
it's
shindig
fantastic,
where
yeah.
they promote their events. Signing day in the Rock, as an event, Little Rock Razorback Club created that.
Right. They don't call that signing day in the Rock throughout the country.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the other thing is to do it in two different locations
exactly.
like they're doing.
That's
so
unique.
Here's what's fun about it is because even the University of Arkansas historically has had a boosters only, you know, 100 people of the top givers come for a little, you know, wine and cheese reception and
people
they see the
us.
Signing class.
Yes,
yeah,
the people who are not us.
Me.
Right.
So, in Little Rock, we said, this will be our fifth year.
Yeah.
Where's the love? So, the Razorback Club put this together, and it's open to the public, which is cool. I mean, you have to buy a ticket, but anybody can buy a ticket.
I never knew that was a two-syllable word, but say it again.
Public.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. what I loved last year, and I told Justin I got out of it when I went last year, was Paul Petrino's personality. I never
that you hadn't seen before.
I never saw his personality. It's amazing when these guys get up there and because it's just them on the stage.
Right.
They're breaking down film and you get to see the recruits and the new players, but you get to see the personality. Mm-hmm. And that for me was pretty unique
because
totally I never saw how this guy had a great personality. I mean, you just see him getting yelled at by his brother on the sidelines mostly,
sure.
but he's
you
got a great
saw
personality.
Everybody getting yelled at by his brother on the sideline.
Yeah,
but
true.
It's a new day in Razorback football, right?
That's right.
So, what's fun about it is it's more than just breaking down football. Chicks dig football too. I have people say, "Is this just a dude event?" No, it's for men
basketball?
And
chicks
women.
Dig basketball?
Chicks dig basketball too.
Word.
It's for men, women. I wouldn't say it's for little kids, but your teenagers will love it. It's a lot of fun,
mm-hmm.
Not just breaking down football. Of course, this year it's going to be especially neat that you will meet all but one of our assistant coaches. Those mm-hmm. new
tight ends coach, yeah.
Yeah, all but Taker Johnson is new. So you'll meet all
well,
the
no,
assistant coaches.
Well, no, we don't
coaches.
Have a tight ends coach. Yeah, that's what
right.
I'm saying.
And Coach Bielema, of course, will be there. And last year, Jim Harris really kind of threw down the gauntlet for me.
Ooh.
He brought me to task in his writing. I don't know if he's listening today. I know
no,
he's
a eloquent.
Fan of the best. So he wrote glowing reviews about our event, and he said the only thing it lacked was pyrotechnics. It was quite a stage production. So I just kind of took that on as a challenge that this year it will be bigger and better.
Yeah, smoke machine.
It will be. We had that. We had smoke machine.
You're on pyrotechnics.
I just didn't have fireworks.
I saw Johnny Manziel with a firework in his mouth for New Year's Eve. I'm thinking we could get a few fireworks.
Little piece of advice. If you have
Verizon.
Pyrotechnics close to the stage, you know those big money donors are the ones that are close to the stage?
On the front row.
Usually they're a little bit in their elder years.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of big eyebrows. There.
What I don't want to read Bushy in Jim's column the next day is, and it was about that time that Coach Bielema caught on fire. That's a bad, bad thing, so yeah. Be very careful
so
with that.
He challenged me, though, to do a little more. So, because he wrote a beautiful article about us,
oh,
about the
great.
Event last
yeah,
year
yeah.
and
oh,
said how much
great.
Fun it was and everything. But and it is for the fans. The event, this event is for the fans. So, we've done so well here that now Fayetteville's event is open to the public.
Uh-huh. Stop it.
Setting the trend.
Uh-huh. Who was it open to before?
Just
the 100
invitation
donors.
Only. Yeah. Invitation only.
The wine and cheese crowd. Now we got the mm-hmm. beer and rice cake crowd or whatever we are. I don't know.
That's mm-hmm. the fun crowd.
Beer and cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm. So what? Okay, talk to me about what's it cost. What are the different ranges of levels you can buy into? Are there tables available?
Yep.
What times? Give me all the
there
basics.
There are a few tables still available, but I'll tell you, it's going quick. Thanks to the Buzz and KATV, our media sponsors, the word's getting out there.
Okay.
First Security Bank is our presenting sponsor. Mm-hmm. They're sponsoring Signing Day in the Rock. They are also the sponsor of Signing Day on the Hill, which is Fayetteville's event. Last year, people from all over the state bought tickets to come here. I have a feeling that we'll lose maybe some of the Northwest Arkansas crowd since they're open to the public. But you can purchase tickets at lrrazorbackclub.com. Or you can purchase tickets in First Security Bank locations in Central Arkansas, including Conway, Cabot, Bryant, and then all the Metro, Searcy, and the Metro Little Rock locations.
Okay.
In Searcy, it's at the main First Security Bank yeah. office there. So it's $65 for a ticket.
Okay.
If you want to have dinner and be on the floor. Where all the action's happening. There'll be photos with Tusk. We have a photographer who takes your photo and prints it off right there. Auction items, live and silent auction items, all Razorback merchandise. It'll be your first chance to get a Coach Bielema signed helmet. And then we'll probably have football signed by the whole staff.
And there are also seats in the stands too, right?
That's a $65 ticket,
this year, that's
right?
The $65 okay. ticket. It's floor access, dinner, the whole shebang.
What's on the menu?
It's going to be really fun.
Okay,
this
good.
Year is going to be like a big tailgate party.
Mm. Ooh, very nice.
So I met with the chef the other day, and I said, we're not doing, you know, baked beans and potato salad, but we're going to do some kind of amped up tailgate menu.
I like it.
So it'll be fun. And they really do a good job over at Verizon on the
yeah,
food and
they do.
All
great
that.
Job.
Nice. And I told them we probably need more bars. The line got a little long last year. They didn't believe me when I said these Razorback fans will need more than two
bars. It's a fun crowd.
It's a party.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a party.
It's a party, so we got that resolved.
How long does it last?
Oh, the program will start at 6:45 with your typical Razorback Club, thanks for coming and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Coach Bielema will probably go on about 7.
Okay.
And by about an hour and a half, so till about 8:30. But if he goes longer, then I don't get the hook. He gets to talk.
No,
so.
But that's perfect time. What's, yeah, you gotta, people out of there by 9, that's perfect.
Good luck giving him the hook. What's the, there are seats in the stands, it's, and then there are also, what's the table cost? So give me the low and the high.
So, well, on the floor, all tickets are $65. If you buy a table of 10, it's $650. I can even do the math on that.
Sounds right, yeah.
So
carry the two. Yeah, go.
The only, we did have a request from Razorback fans last year to have just a program only. They didn't care about the dinner. Wanted a cheaper ticket. We want to make it accessible to yeah. as many people as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So we have asked Verizon to open the stands this year, the stands mm-hmm. facing the stage. I can put 1,200 people in those seats, and we'd love to have everyone filled.
That'd be fun.
We need to have a good crowd up there, you know. So those tickets are $25, and that just gets you into the program. I'm sure Verizon will sell popcorn or something like that, but mm-hmm. it just gets you into the program. So that is a cost, and we have to charge for that just because to cover our expenses with Verizon. But mm-hmm. we want as many Razorback fans who want to be there to be able to be there.
Will they have access to, like, concessions or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Verizon will sell
popcorn and stuff
and
like that. Yeah,
like
yeah
that.
They wouldn't turn down that opportunity.
I'm in on the whole tailgating thing, though. That sounds good. Now, what would it cost me to sit on the dais next to Coach?
Well, you have to be Richard Hamilton
well,
for that to happen.
even Richard Hamilton doesn't sit next to the coach.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve it.
To sit next to the coach, First Security Bank, as our presenting sponsor, has already secured that location.
Okay.
But there
How much to get on the stage? Could I sit at the end of the stage?
if you can change your name to a Rutledge.
You might be in.
Yeah, I've been trying to get adopted for some time now.
Yeah, he's not.
Have,
yeah, he's got enough kids.
Maybe they do better than your parents.
Yeah, I mean, I could get a whole. I could probably get at least 2 ducks out of them for sure.
I've met his mother and father.
They
I think they do a little bit better.
Yeah.
A little bit better.
Don't be knocking Frank now.
I love Frank.
No, Frank's the best.
I think I have two VIP tables left. VIP tables are $1,500. There are some reserve. You get reserved parking passes in the Verizon Sweetholder lot.
That's what I was asking
about. It's premium seating.
Yeah, these 650 tables, that ain't getting it for me. I want the VIP table.
How many of those fit, the VIP table?
There's table 10.
10, okay.
And you'll get a gift for all your guests
at
your VIP table.
I didn't know that
was
a two-syllable word either.
What?
10.
Oh.
This girl's... You are definitely right.
You get off her so she can get her stuff done. We got other things we got to get to, too.
You're blaming this on me?
Yeah. Yes, your fault.
Pat, I used to work for a company.
It's 1118. I love how Acre's blaming me.
I used to work for a company that was based out of Boston and Hartford, Connecticut. And they sent the vice president to ride with me. I worked in Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi. And he said to me as we walked out of a client's office, "You just sound so Southern." And I said, "Well, for a girl born in Mississippi, reared in Louisiana, and has lived in Arkansas her whole adult life, it's hard not to sound
what a woman
Southern."
Why would you try not to?
Tell you what, though.
And all my clients are Southern. So it is a two-syllable word when you say cool.
Let me ask you about
cool. I love it. You are cool.
Let me ask you about something before
go ahead.
So if you want a $1,500 table, though, you ought to email admin@lrrazorbackclub.com today.
Admin? So we got to go the fancy route for that one.
Mm-hmm.
A whole different website.
Who wins it? You? Richard?
And you have a couple left.
It sounds fancy, but it comes to my husband and I. It comes to the Little Rock Razorback Club.
You said a couple
we
left?
We have two left.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to play this for you. And we talked about, I don't know if you, I'm sure you guys watched the national championship game the other night.
No, until I fell asleep. But my goodness.
35-0. I went to bed on purpose. I didn't fall asleep.
I stayed up to see Notre Dame score. And I was like, oh, at least they didn't get blanked.
Did you care?
No.
Good
okay,
for you.
Well.
Good for you.
Okay, so Brett Musburger, it's been all the rage the last 24 hours, 36 hours, whatever. He made a big deal about McCarron's girlfriend.
Oh, yes, but I haven't seen this picture. Okay. I'm the only one, I guess.
She's a reasonably attractive young lady.
She's okay with it.
She's Miss Alabama.
She is a good-looking woman. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Is she really Miss Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not just a
well,
joke.
She was. Is she or she was?
I think she is right now.
She is right now. Okay, yeah, I think she's serving as, yes. Anyway, so she came back and said, you know, I didn't have a problem with it because he said we were attractive or pretty or whatever. He didn't say we were sexy or hot. So, I mean, I guess this is a new phenomenon for me. I didn't know that women found that offensive.
Sexy or hot?
Yes, there was a clip that came out, I guess, this was last year, earlier in the year. Danica Patrick made a big deal about it because somebody said something about her and sexy. And I'm like, have you seen your own GoDaddy commercials that you're in? But here's part of the clip, and this was this is part of a larger clip, and it's basically a TV anchor took a shot at her after what she said. But here's the lead up to it and what she
Danica
said.
Danica Patrick is such a pretty girl, and she makes a lot of money in sponsorships because of it. But what's not attractive is that she's sexy, and she knows it.
I don't quite understand why when you're referring to a girl, a female athlete in particular, that you have to use the word sexy. Is there any other word that you can use to describe me?
No, not when she's thrown herself out there the way she has.
That's my point. And the other thing is, you know, if a girl calls, Ryan Lochte, I'm just pulling an athlete out of the air. I mean,
if you say he's hot, then that's a...
Is that derogatory? Yeah. I don't get that. How is that a negative? I don't understand that. Now, if you're trying to belittle them...
He probably wouldn't think it was.
I guess she considers herself such an elite athlete that she considers that belittling, but I mean, I don't understand that.
It's used very often.
Well, there are a lot of athletes who are a lot better at their particular individual sports than she is that are considered hot.
Tom Brady's sexy.
Without a doubt.
No question.
Yeah.
Sexiest person alive?
He's top five.
To agree with that? Okay.
For sure. I mean.
He doesn't mind it.
You could go on for a while about
Chris,
that.
I mean, if you get an email from a viewer who says you're hot, does it bother you? Do you find that derogatory?
Not
do you think
at
it's,
all.
Do you think it's her basically diminishing your ability as a TV anchor?
No.
I don't either.
Just a slab of meat. That's all you are is a slab of meat.
My problem with it is how she has presented herself.
Prime rib.
Right.
She's asked for that comment.
Right.
There's a lot of female athletes that I respect for what they've done, and I don't necessarily, my first thought isn't she's sexy, but Danica Patrick has painted herself as, I mean, she has thrown herself out there and made these commercials and done these endorsements in sexy outfits.
Wow, you got a lot to say about
this. Well, my thing is, too, she's...
Well, he asked my opinion, didn't he? Or did I jump in?
And she's an above-average driver. She had a good year this year in her first foray into NASCAR. I mean, she had a good year, a good solid year. She did much better than most
she's
people expect.
She's a great driver,
She's a very good driver, no doubt about it. I don't know about great. She's very good.
She's good.
But the other thing
she's
is...
She's a great female driver.
That's true. But then you look like her and Anna Kournikova. I mean, it's the same deal. Anna Kournikova never achieved at the level of hype that she got. But again, she got that hype because of her looks, not because of her play.
Yeah.
You know there's what? There's a couple of women volleyball players who have thrown themselves into that
When you try to sell tickets based on your sexiness, that insults me, okay? Just based on just how you're trying to push people around.
Volleyball's a different deal, though, because volleyball is a sport that is, it's almost, there's almost like a subtext of sexiness. Because they play in swimsuits. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, I may start marketing myself for my sex appeal, by the way.
He offered a show with no pants today to try to liven things up. I told him, no, not a good idea.
And going back to Catherine Webb, you don't think that she was told what to say on with Matt Lauer? No question about
told
it.
Told by
she
whom?
She was told by everybody who was talking to her. To exactly what to say, because if Brent Musburger, which she would never do, say that she was sexy, there is no question about it. She would have had a smile ear to ear. If Brent Musburger on national TV during the BCS championship said she was a sexy girl, she'd have been happy as can be.
So who's telling her what to say? I don't understand where you're going with that.
Who's telling her what to say?
Who's telling Catherine Webb what to say?
I don't know. Parents. She's Miss Alabama,
the
USA, right?
Oh,
Nick Saban.
I've been a pageant girl. You sign big
contracts.
Okay, go
ahead. Explain to Justin exactly who's telling you what to say.
You sign big contracts on what you can and can't do and can and can't say, and you have a chaperone with you.
So if you have a problem, if you have a problem with something that Brent Musburger said in the championship game, you wouldn't go on the air and say that the next day if you had a problem with it?
She didn't. That's the whole point.
I'm just saying you would have had discussions with people in your organization.
Of how to word it when you go on with Matt Lauer. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. She doesn't have a problem with it.
No. Yeah, she didn't come out and say anything.
She loves it. Yeah, the attention she's getting. Are you kidding me?
You start calling me good looking, I'm good with it, man.
Well, she's probably used to the spotlight. If she's holding a crown and representing her state, she's used to that, and she's polished. And
yeah.
Exactly. And she wants it.
The only person should have a problem with
it. You don't sign up for a pageant if you don't like attention. I mean, come on,
Pat. That's a good point. The other thing is, the only person should have a problem with is McCarron, because he's the one that's losing the attention in the process. He didn't seem to mind either.
You know who's going to be dating next year?
Are you kidding? If that was your girlfriend and they're talking about her like that, what guy's going to go, oh,
that's true.
Please don't say my girlfriend's cute.
Alicia, and as a guy who's married to an attractive woman, I get this too. And I'm sure your husband appreciates it when people notice that you're an attractive woman too. But the thing is, they're not married. They're boyfriend and girlfriend. And guess what? Like Pat has pointed out, 5 years from now, he may be with somebody else. So he may go back and go, you know what? My college football championship experience was a little bit diminished by the chick I happened to be dating at the time. It's a different deal. If they want to go on there and go, there's his mother, and she's attractive, guess what? She's going to be his mother forever. This is going to be now his ex-girlfriend at some point if they don't end up getting married. And maybe they will, and the whole story will write itself, and that'll be nice.
Wait, he's dating Miss USA Alabama 2013.
Well, she can't get married while she holds
You know who's going to be dating next year? The next Miss USA Alabama.
We don't know that.
Are you talking about who I think you're talking about? Go.
No, McCarron. No, I don't know who's the next one.
Did you see the picture floating around Nick Saban's daughter?
Is that really his daughter? I don't think that's his daughter.
Yeah, the story came out like 3 years ago.
Did
I mean, she got in a fight, right? At the sorority house, and there was a lawsuit filed against her.
She's very pretty.
His daughter.
His good-looking daughter beat the crap out of some other chick who was asking for it.
No, it was his other daughter that did that.
Was she an Auburn
fan? Not good-looking. Who's the other daughter?
I thought his daughter was cute.
The one that was one that could be a linebacker for him was the one that beat up a girl. Yeah, that's the whole thing. I think that other picture is not true.
No. Because when the story came out, we're like, wow, Saban's daughter's cute. Yeah, no, his daughter's not. Not that it matters, because here's the thing.
I don't care. Hey, I got a girl.
I didn't say sexy. I didn't say attractive. Do you? This is news. Grant.
Hey, guys. There's one type of woman who won't want to be called sexy or hot, and those are the ones who aren't sexy or hot. That's the kind of person.
Well, the Danica Patrick thing is what blows me away. I'm like, look, you have marketed yourself as sexy. And you're a good driver, and there's nothing wrong with that because you know what? It means more attention. It means more money, endorsement. I have no problem with her doing it, but then don't complain about it on the back end and go, I want to be respected as an athlete, not call it sexy. You can have both.
Walk down the row of any basketball game behind any woman, and the first thing they do is they pull their shirts down because they don't want you to see their underwear. I want to scream, wear longer shirts. And Danica,
were you with me last night?
Don't want people saying that about you. Don't do the commercials.
That's it. And I guarantee you, she'll have another sexy GoDaddy commercial come up.
Oh,
it'll be very suggestive. And it probably got sent back from the censors.
That's right.
They probably had to re-edit it.
For the unedited version, go to GoDaddy.com.
Exactly.
That's what they always say at the end.
They're always disappointing, I'm told.
I know.
I've never actually gone to that, but that's fine. Grant, thanks. If I was actually looking to have a website, I probably would do that. Okay. I wanted to touch on this, and then we got to go. Real quick, so I don't forget, give them the information again one more time on how to reach you for Signing Day in the Rock.
Signing Day in the Rock is February the 7th. That's a Thursday night. Wednesday night before is National Signing Day for high school students. So Thursday night, February 7th. Tickets are available at lrrazorbackclub.com or Central Arkansas First Security Bank locations. Tickets are $65 for dinner and floor access seating, reserved seating, $25 for arena lower bowl seating, and that's general admission for the program.
All right, we're only an hour behind when I was going to do this, but we're going to do it, and I appreciate everybody coming in, and it's fine. It's something that definitely could wait. Chris, you need to stay at least one more segment.
I'm here.
First of all, I heard there might be some food coming by.
At least one more day.
Second of all, we're going to talk by the numbers about conference performances in the bowl games and the 2013 way too early power rankings from ESPN.com for the SEC. I do not like where Arkansas is positioned. I hope it turns out better than what they're expecting.
You know, my buddy Phil Brandon, he sent me a an email. He said, "Pat, why don't you tell these people the Apple Pie Arkansas Lightning? You got to try this Rocktown's Apple."